Hi, my name is Arya Kaplan, and today we're going to be learning Shkalim, Chapter 5, Mishnahs 3 and 4. Before we begin Mishnah 3, a little bit of introduction is required. Whenever somebody wants to bring an Ola or a Shlamim offering, or the Chatas and the Ashim offering of a Mitzorah, they bring along it a Mincha, which has oil and flour, as well as a Nesachim, a wine libation. However, the size of the Mincha varies according to the type of animal. Therefore, in our Mishnah, we're going to speak in a minute of different size or different amounts of oil or flour or wine that you need to buy, to purchase, depending on what size of animal you are bringing. So the Mishnah says, Arba chosamos hayu b'mikdash. So when somebody wanted to come to the temple with their karban, and they would often come to the Beis Mikdash to buy the wine and the oil and the flour directly from the temple. So what they did was they would go to what we mentioned in the first Mishnah of the chapter. They would go to Yochanan ben Pinchas, who was in charge of coins. They would go to him and buy a coin. And then they would bring it to the office of Achia. And Achia would say to them, oh, I see you purchased a certain amount as soon as you purchased the coin. And this coin you're going to make X type of carbon, so I'll give you the proper wine, flour, and oil. So in the office of Yochanan, they had different types of coins depending on which type of animal you were bringing. So the Mishnah says, because of all them, they had four different coins, and it was written on them, Egel, Zachar, Gedi, and Chote. So the Egel is calf, Zachar was a ram, Zgidi is kid, and Chode is sinner, representing the Mitzorah. So depending on what you were to purchase, you would give him the proper money, he'd give you the coin, and then you bring that coin to Achia's office. Ben Azai disagrees on a few things. He says, Chamisha hayu. There was actually five coins, and Va'aramis kasav alehen. And these coins, by the way, were not written in Hebrew, they were written in Aramaic, because during the Second Temple period, that was the main spoken language of the Jewish people. And what were the five coins? Egel, Zachar, Gedi, Chote Dal, V'Chote Asher. So the five were calf, ram, kid, then a sinner who was poor, and a sinner who was rich. So according to the first opinion, there was only the sinner who was rich, whereas they didn't feel that there was necessary to have a special one for the sinner who was poor. The reason that the first opinion of the Mishnah does not believe that you have to have a coin for a poor mitzvah is because they believe that the kid coin, the Gedi, was equal to that of which the poor Mitzorah brought. However, Bez Azai disagrees because he says that even the poor Mitzorah has to bring an additional amount of oil, and therefore he needed his own coin, whereas the first opinion believes that additional amount of oil, because he was someone who was poor, we actually allowed him to make that oil, bring that oil from his home, in order to save him some money, than rather buying it at a premium at the Beis HaMikdash. So, if one had purchased Egel, the Egel coin, the calf token, b'shamesh im nichzei bakhar gedolim uketanim zecharim unikevos. The calf token basically serves for the sachem of cattle, whether they're adult or young, whether they are male or females. If one purchased a gedi coin, b'shamesh im nichzei tzon gedolim uketanim, they serve for the sachem of the flock, whether adult or young, Zecharim unikevos, whether they're male or females. Chutz mishel ilam, except for that of adult rams. And that is because the ram, Zachar, the ram had its own token, Meshamesh im nischei elim bilvad. And the ram token serves for nesachim of rams only. Chote, what if you bought the sinner, or the Mitzorah token, Meshamesh im nischei shalosh behemos shel Mitzorah. And that token was good for the three animals that was necessary for the Mitzorah. That concludes the third Mishnah. Now the fourth Mishnah tells us exactly how the process went if you wanted to buy a token, if you wanted to buy wine or oil or flour from the Beis Hamikdash. Mishu mevakesh nesachem holech lo etzel Yochanan shehu mamuna al achosamo. So somebody who wanted to get nesachem would go to Yochanan, who was in charge of the coins. of the tokens, no sein lamos, he would give him the money, mekam enochosam, and then he would get back a token. Ba'alo etzel achya shehu memun al asachem, and then he would go to achya's office, who was in charge of the libation, and he gave him the chosam, the particular token, umekam enochosam, and he got, based on which token he purchased, he got the proper libation, proper wine, the proper flour, and the proper oil. Vila Erev, and the evening, Bazel Tazet, and then the evening after they closed shop, Yochanan and Achia would come together. The Achia Motzi et Achosomos and Makal Knegamos, and he would bring his tokens, and Yochanan would give him the money for his tokens. So this way he would have the proper money for all of the wine, oil, and flour that he sold. V'im Hosiro Hosiro Lehektish. Let's say for whatever reason at the end of the day, there was more money than the tokens. Well, that belonged to the Mikdash. If for whatever reason there was lacking, in other words, they sold a certain amount of tokens that really required a certain amount of money, and there was less, they didn't get the right amount of money, Yochanan actually took it upon himself to pay from his own particular funds to make up for that which the temple would have lost. Because that reminds us of the general rule, so the Mishnah, Shayat Hektish Al Helyona. The Hektish always wins. As we mentioned in a few Mishnahs ago, how whenever the Mishnah goes into a deal, they always have the upper hand. That concludes the fourth Mishnah. I hope everyone has a great day.